Shabbat Shalom. It's very good to be back in this pulpit. Amen. This week, our parasha is Shalach Lecha, which means send for yourself. Parasha Shalach covers numbers 13:1 through 15:41. Now, in this parasha, we see both the mercy and justice of the Lord. We also see the consequences for constant rebellion. You might want to mute the monitors. That might be part of that. Numbers 13 begins with our people having arrived at the border of the promised land. Adonai then commands Moses to send out 12 scouts, one leader from each tribe, to scout out the land. The scouts then departed and returned 40 days later with their report and a sample of the crops. They brought back an enormous bushel of grapes that several people had to carry. And they tell everyone that the land is as amazing as the Lord has promised. But most of the spies also report that the land is filled with men in fortified cities. And these are not just ordinary men. They're described as giants that we cannot hope to defeat. It's a pretty depressing report. As the majority gave this negative report, one of the spies interrupted. Caleb spoke up and said that with the Lord, the land could be conquered because the Lord had promised us this land. He reminded everyone to trust in the promises of the Lord and to not give in to fear. 10 of the spies then argued again that there was no way we could overcome the Canaanites. Now, after this report was finished, these 10 spies went through the camps amongst basically a million people and shared their negative report with everyone they could. The spies shared this was a land that would devour us and that we would be killed by the giants who lived there. The Canaanites and others were described as powerful Nephilim, who are half human, half fallen angel. And so the spy said, if we went to war against them, our children would be taken away and we would all die. Now, these 10 spies succeeded in deeply scaring our people. Due to fear, rebellion against Moses began once again, a recurring theme we see throughout the Torah and that we'll see again after this. So our people went to Moses and Aaron and wished that they had just died in Egypt or in the wilderness. Why have the Lord allowed them to come to this land only to die and have their children taken from them? Why is God so mean? A recurring theme we will also see again throughout the Torah. So they demanded a new leader. Once again, it's like if you're playing bingo at home with the Torah, we're hitting all the boxes right now. They're rebelling, they're complaining, and they're demanding somebody new. And they wanted someone new to lead them back to Egypt. So in their fear, they had forgotten what the Lord had done, how he had rescued our people with a mighty hand and outstretched arm from the land of Egypt. And they had also forgotten what the Egyptians had done. You know, everyone was worried about their children, but wanted to go back to Egypt, where so many babies had been murdered. As the crowd demanded new leaders, Moses and Aaron fell on their faces to try and persuade our people to stop. And this wasn't to save their own skins, because they knew what was coming with this rebellion once again. Caleb and Joshua, two of the spies, stepped in front of this vast crowd. Again, at the time, our people numbered about a million. Tore their clothes, a sign of mourning, and bravely pleaded with our people to trust in the Lord. Imagine stepping in front of hundreds of thousands of people, which could be scary enough, but these are people ready to kill. You know, mobs aren't really easy to reason with. It just doesn't work that way as human beings. But they encourage everyone to trust in the Lord's promises of victory and to not give in to fear. Now, sadly, our people were not persuaded and began to talk about stoning them all. But at this point, the Lord made his presence dramatically known. The glorious light of God shone through the tent of meetings. It filled it in a really special and intense way, and it stopped everybody in their tracks. And Adonai spoke to Moses and stated once again that he was willing to make a new people from Moses because of our disobedience. However, Moses once again interceded for us and asked the Lord to forgive. And so in his mercy, the Lord relented, but his justice would also be shown. He swore that the entire generation who had grumbled against him so many times would not enter the promised land. They had rebelled and rebelled and rebelled, and now they had reached the end. Only Caleb and Joshua, who had spoken rightly about the Lord, would be allowed to enter. You know, after all this talk about children, think of the children. The Lord promised our children would be allowed to enter, but only after this entire generation had died off. We were told to turn back into the wilderness and stay there for 40 years. 1 year for each day we spied out the land. By rebelling against the Lord once again, that entire generation, a million people, had sealed their fates. The Lord is slow to anger, but they had reached the end of that slowness. The 10 spies who had caused all this were killed by plague the very next day. This is a pattern we see repeated throughout God's word. And this isn't just in the Tanakh in the Old Testament, but we see this in the New Testament, and we see this today, where the majority follow their own way and not the Lord's, to disastrous, deadly results. Now, when our people had heard this report, they decided, again, in their fear, now fear of God, that they would go into the land and conquer it. Now they were ready. Now they were ready to do the will of God when they had heard this fate pronounced upon them. But Moses pleaded with them again, this time to turn back and accept the judgment of the Lord. But once again, no one listened. Without Moses, without the Ark of the Lord, they went out to battle. And so in this way, it symbolizes they went out to battle without God. They went out to battle in their own power. And what did they accomplish in their own power? Many died, and the rest were driven back into the wilderness. They could have followed God's commands the easy way, but instead they chose to do it the hard way. The final chapter of this parasha, Numbers 15, serves as a break between this rebellion and the next, and there is a next rebellion, and emphasizes following the commandments of Adonai. It includes rules for offerings and that we should treat foreigners fairly and with respect. Now, our parasha today is a sobering reminder that fear and prideful trust in our own understanding leads to destruction. Psalm 95, quoted in the book of Hebrews, reminds us that we need to learn from this rebellion and that today, while we still have a today, we have no promise of tomorrow, we just have today, to not harden our hearts, to turn away from the Lord. That generation died in the wilderness because they could not trust in the Lord. They let their fear and pride overwhelm them. and walked away from all the blessings the Lord had in store for them. Today, despite the faithlessness of most people, we need to have faith in God's promises that what he says he will do will be accomplished. Not kinda, not sorta, but completely to the letter. Because God is faithful to his word, even when we are faithless. We must trust that he will be with us as we remain faithful until the end. You know, it's not how you start in the Lord, and scripture bears this out, it's how you finish. And we all want to finish well. You know, Caleb and Joshua were rewarded for their bold faith with the ability to enter the land of Israel. Through Messiah Yeshua, we have the promise of eternal life, a promise much greater than physical land. You know, it's bad to wander for 40 years and die. It's even worse to rebel against God's promise of eternal life through his son. It can be hard to remain faithful when we see so much darkness around us. But we must remember that the Lord is at work today. And that while through man, much is impossible, through the Lord, through the power of God, all things are possible. And that's the word of our Messiah. We can take that to the bank. May each of us be able to confront the fear and darkness in this world through a real and lasting trust in the Lord, through a relationship with him. May the Lord make each of our hearts tender towards him. May the Lord enable each of us to run the race set before us faithfully until the end. Thank you.